Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Thanks for joining us today on the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. I'm James Mick, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager with Tortoise Capital Advisors. Earnings are about to kick off for the second quarter, and we are looking forward to hearing company expectations for the back half of 2017. A strong U.S. inventory report on the crude oil side, warm weather across the country supporting demand for natural gas, and a host of reports out of agencies such as OPEC, the EIA, and IEA filled the week with a variety of angles on expectations for supply and demand of energy. Ultimately, it all ended with a solid week for stocks and commodities. Let's kick things off with a recap of that market performance. On the commodity front, crude oil was up nicely, improving 5.2%, while natural gas was also strong, up 4.1%. Shifting to equities, the broader S&P Energy Select Sector Index finished higher, up 2.1%. Exploration and production companies, as measured by the Tortoise North American Oil and Gas Producers Index, were positive, increasing 4.6%. And finally, MLPs were also in the green, as the Tortoise MLP Index rose 2%. What would you think if I told you the world needs to come up with somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 to 20 million barrels per day of crude oil by the year 2022? Pretty big number, especially considering the current daily supply for the entire world is about 97 million barrels. Essentially, we need to come up with two Saudi Arabias in 5 years' time. Let's dive into why. The market's fixation with short-term news flow can obviously be frustrating for investors. The concept of the oil supply gap is an example of how current news can dominate future expectations and lead to suboptimal outcomes. The oil supply gap is an expectation of what happens to future oil supply based primarily on two key components. One, future demand growth. Two, lower future production from existing wells due to natural declines. First, let's examine future demand growth. Demand for crude oil worldwide has been growing at a nice clip in recent years. According to the BP Statistical Review of Energy, crude oil demand has grown, on average, 1.7% per year since 2009. In the decade kicked off by the year 2000, demand was up 1.2% on average. For the 1990s, 1.5%. In fact, going all the way back to 1970 yields 47 different periods to analyze for changes in demand. Of those 47 periods, only 9 registered negative demand, including just 2 in the last 23 years. The average over that entire time period was 1.8%, with a median of 1.6%. In short, demand tends to grow about 1 to 1.5 million barrels per day per year on average. Of course, you have some hiccups, but history has shown that this is a pretty good range for expected growth. Over the next 5 years, our expectation, based on various groups, has the supply gap at 17.5 million barrels, with demand representing about 5.5 million barrels of that number, or just a shade over 1.1 million barrels per day. The second component of the supply gap is natural declines of existing fields. All wells experience declines over time. As I've stated previously on the podcast, the decline curve always wins. Average declines are usually 3 to 5% per year, but vary by basin and well type. Some OPEC countries have very shallow declines. Shale wells tend to have steeper initial declines. But the fact is, production declines naturally over time to the tune of 3 to 5% per year, making up the balance of our supply gap, to go along with increases in demand. Based on current production, that equates to approximately 12 to 14 million barrels per day that will simply go away due to natural declines. So to recap our numbers, we have new demand over the next 5 years of approximately 5.5 million barrels per day and natural declines of existing production of approximately 12 to 14 million barrels per day. In total, that's right in the range of the 15 to 20 million barrels per day I laid out earlier. Note, this is not new. This happens all the time. As you can imagine, it's an ongoing problem and something that the world generally faces every year as they look forward. The Saudi oil minister has talked about this very subject and their concern about the building supply gap and how higher prices are needed now to ensure we don't have an issue later. Why? Because the way to solve the supply gap is through investment in new production. However, since the precipitous price drop in oil over the last 3 years, investment is down dramatically across the globe. Wood Mackenzie, a global oil and gas research provider, noted last year that it anticipates spending between 2015 and 2020 to be down $1 trillion from previous expectations. Yes, that's trillion with a T. IHS, another large energy researcher, noted conventional discoveries of oil and gas in 2016 were the lowest since 1952. One area seeing growth in 2017 is the United States. In fact, it is one of the only areas with an uptick in capital spending. The U.S. is increasingly competitive on a global cost curve, but maybe more importantly, the short cycle nature of U.S. shale, i.e., the ability to bring on new production quickly, has made it ideal in filling the pending supply gap. In effect, U.S. shale is pushing out other, longer lead time projects. Okay, so we have stated an obvious fact that the world will need more crude oil in the next 5 years. But what does that have to do with the situation right now? Well, the idea is that the world will need both OPEC and U.S. shale to fill that supply gap. In fact, we think those two are the primary sources of new supply in the years ahead. Of course, others will contribute, but 15 to 20 million barrels is a big number, and someone has to fill that hole. Higher prices will help, but clearly we need to alleviate the current inventory overhang to get those higher prices. The point of all this is to simply note the current environment sounds dire and appears like it will never end, yet we can pretty visibly point out a plausible scenario for not only U.S. shale and OPEC to coexist, but to need each other in the not-too-distant future. And that's just one of the reasons we are bullish on energy broadly and U.S. energy specifically. That will do it for today. Have a great week, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseinvest.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.